3 and 4. 3 John verses 3 and 4. It says, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." There was a study done by the University of Minnesota that found that approximately 60% of people can't go 10 minutes of conversation without lying. Then it said, you know, the that was reporting on the study says, well, you might think that you're part of the 40%. Well, in the study, I think many people thought they were a part of the 40%, not the 60%. And then they were shocked as the tape was played back to them, and they had told, as the article said, many fibs. It said 86% of people lie to parents regularly. In fact, the highest category was parents being lied to. So that's kind of interesting, and parents might want to take note of that. Hopefully it isn't that high in a church, in this church, but something to take note of. 75% lie to friends. 73%, the next category is siblings. 69% to spouses. That's pretty bad. 40% lie on resumes. Now this one's kind of interesting, and obviously I don't recommend people going online to date, but 90% of people looking for a date on the internet lie. And people, obviously, what a foolish thing to do that. And you know, the people that have messed up their lives online, and here the study says 90% of people, you know, looking for a date online lie. We live in a day and age in which the truth is greatly diminishing. The availability, might we say, of the truth. Now, obviously, the truth has never diminished. We have the Word of God. You know, it is the truth. The Bible says, "Sanctify them through Thy word." Thy word, or sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. In John 17, and I always get the wording messed up, so I'm going to just sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. So obviously we know what the truth is. And here, in this book of 3 John, he was rejoicing that one of his children, probably one of his spiritual children, was walking in truth. Why do people tell a lie? Well, people tell a lie because they think it's going to bring them something better than if they tell the truth. And really, that's one of the biggest lies of the devil, is that if you tell a lie, it's going to bring you something better than if you told the truth. And it's really a position that has no faith, because when we trust God, we tell the truth and we realize that the truth is what is always going to bring true prosperity in our lives. So here, this great rejoicing was going to be brought about in this man's life. He said, "No greater joy, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." First of all, I'd like us to see the location of this joy. It says, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of what? Of the truth that is in thee." Notice that, of the truth that is in thee. Maybe also could be said of how you are in the truth. All right, the truth that is in thee. You know, just because you're around the truth doesn't mean that the truth is in you. Here, this person had what? Had personalized the truth. The truth was a part of this person's life. And tonight we need to see that it's not just good enough to be in a church or in a school. that is teaching the truth, while that is important. But the truth must be personalized. The brethren came, they testified of the truth that is in thee. You know, there is no middle ground. Either we are in the truth, or we are in a lie. In John chapter 8 and verse 44, as it speaks, you know, gives a commentary really on the life of the devil and of those of his followers. But here it speaks of the devil in John 8:44. It says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and what? And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Then he says in verse 45, "And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not." You know, are you one characterized by the truth? Is the truth in you? Is the truth a part of you? Or is it something more, you're content because you have people maybe around you that know the truth? Or is it something that you have personalized in your life? You know, the Word of God, we mentioned John 17:17. Where do we find the truth? Well, in the Word of God. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We're sanctified. We're set apart by the Word of God. Sanctification, it takes place through the Word of God. In Ephesians chapter 6, what's the first armor of the Christian? What's the first piece of armor that's listed for the believer? It says, your loins gird about with truth. You know, we're in the attack. We are attacking the devil. And it's interesting that the first piece of armor that's mentioned is the truth. Why? Because the devil is going to seek to deceive you. He's going to use any methods, any means he can to get you to fall from the truth. You know what? The devil even tries to take the Word of God and use it for his own purposes. That's how deceitful he can be. You know, when he tempted Christ, what did he try to do? He tried to take part of the Word of God and what? And use it for his purposes rather than to use it for the purpose that God had for it. And, you know, just because somebody knows a scripture verse doesn't mean that they know the truth. And people can be deceived sometimes and they can fall for things because they don't know God's purpose for the Word of God. They are following the wrong teaching concerning God's Word. And we have to realize, you know, the devil will use anything that he can to deceive us. And that's why we need to know the truth. Not just know about it. You know, false teachers. What will the Jehovah's Witnesses do? False witnesses. You know, they'll go about, they'll have Bible verses, and for, I mean, many of them obviously have, you know, they're using the wrong translation, but they'll take things out of context, they'll misinterpret it, but there'll be maybe a semblance, so to speak, of truth there, but it's not actually the truth. But we need to understand that the truth needs to be personalized if it's going to take effect. You know, what did Satan try to get Eve to do? She tried to get him to question what God had said. You know, yea, hath God said. Question God. Question his character. But we need to be people of truth. The truth needs to be personalized. So you see, first of all, we see here the location of truth. Secondly, back to John, 3 John. Notice the living here of the truth. We see the location of the truth. It was something that was personalized, something in thee. But notice the living of this truth. This was something daily. It was something continual in his life, in the life of Gaius. It says, and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. All right, walkest here is in the present. All right, this is something that he did in his daily life. His walking, his manner of life was the truth. This is what his life was characterized by. You know, there is not discord between the truth being in you and living the truth. They go hand in hand. When the truth is in you, when you are in the truth, it's going to come out in your life. Is the truth really in you? Because if it's really in you, it comes out in the life that you live. And that's what took place here. It says, of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Notice the end of verse 4. To hear that my children, what? That they walk. Again, it's in the present. That they walk. My children walk in truth. Is that a characteristic of your daily life? Walking in the truth. You know, why are devotions important? Why is getting in God's Word important? That we're walking in the truth. But it's not just a once-a-day experience. All right, it's throughout our day. It's characterizing the actions of our life. They're actions of truth. You know, if we're listening to the wrong source, well, we're not what? We're not going to be walking in the truth. So we must, secondly, we see the living of the truth. It was daily. It was the characteristic action of his life. He was walking in it. He's walking in the truth. You know, that's one of the benefits of meditating on Scripture. It helps us to walk in the truth. But thirdly, I'd like us to see the light of the truth. The light of the truth. All right, truth radiates out. All right, truth is easily seen. When we are living in the truth, it's not something that is hard to see in a light. When you're living in the truth, it radiates out from your life. Notice what it says here. It says, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came, and they what? And they testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. So notice what took place here. These people came to John. They reported what was taking place in the life of Gaius. They saw what was happening. They saw it in his life, that he was walking in the truth. You know, we can think that we're walking in the truth, but others can see, and yes, people can sometimes perceive imperfectly, but here we see it was something that could be seen. Others can see it. You know, young person, in your class, your teacher might have a really good idea of whether you're walking in the truth or not. You know, young person, your Sunday school teacher might have a very good idea. Your parent, your mom and dad, they'll have a very good idea. Your life will radiate the truth. Here, these people were coming. They were testifying to John. Hey, look, we saw what was taking place in his life. You know, is your life radiating that truth? Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16 says, you know, to let your life so what? So shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our light is supposed to shine. Well, how is our light going to shine when the truth of God is within us? You know, the Bible says the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet, our light unto our path. The Word of God is light. The Lord Jesus Christ is the what? The light of the world. And the Bible says we need to let our light shine brightly. And what's going to take place? God's going to be glorified. You know, is God being glorified through your life? When people look at your life, Do they have a better understanding of who God is by seeing the actions, by seeing the countenance that your life is radiating for? And here was a man, here was someone, Gaius, who was radiating this light out. And it was something that could be seen. You know, God wants your works to shine forth. He says, let your light what? Barely shine? So shine. Before who? Before men. That they may what? That they may see your good works and glorify who? Your Father. You know, obviously, if you're doing good things to be seen of men, you have the wrong motivation. But to say that we don't want people to see the right things that we're doing is also wrong thinking as well, because the Bible says that we need to have a good testimony. We need to let our light shine brightly. Now, obviously, we never should be doing things, and the Word of God talks about it in Matthew chapter 6. You don't stand, you don't do all these things to be seen of men. But at the same time, we need to be living a life that radiates Christ. You know, Christ said, if you have love one toward another, as I have loved you, so shall all men what? Know that you are my disciples. And when you are living that life, it's not... When we're living that life of Christ, what's going to happen? The light's going to radiate out. When the truth is in us, it's going to come out in the testimony of our life. You know, you're probably not going to have to try, so to speak, to put it on. You just get the truth in you. You start obeying the Word of God. And guess what? You're not going to have to try, so to speak. It's going to happen. Because the truth is there. But you know, if you're on the border, if you haven't really committed yourself to following God, you're going to have to what? You're going to have to try. I better make sure I do this. Oh, I better make sure I do this, because that person's going to see me. You know, but when the truth is in you, it comes out. It radiates forth. So we have the light of the truth. And fourthly, I'd like to see here the life of the truth. Notice the fragrance, the blessing, the impact that this life of truth makes. It says here, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. You know, that life of truth makes an impact. It brings blessing. There's a fragrance there. You know, I wonder, what type of joy is your life bringing to spiritual leaders? Young person, what type of joy is your life bringing to your parents? He says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. You know, you want to bring joy to other people's lives. You know, one way that you can be that great blessing is to walk in the truth. In Proverbs chapter 10, it gives us verse 1, gives a familiar verse, but gives the contrast in here. Proverbs 10, verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. You know, tonight, do you want to be that wise son walking in the truth, making a glad father, or that foolish son going his own way, doing his own thing, whatever his heart says to do, that's what he does. And then he is the heaviness of his mother. You know, the truth makes a great impact, not only in the direction that it leads our life in, but it also makes a great impact upon the effect that we leave, the fragrance that we leave upon those around us. You know, when there is a you know, a fragrance around you that is unpleasant? You know, is it just like everybody's just running into that room to smell it? No, they want to what? They want to get away from it. Okay, you know, maybe you're driving down the road. You know, what is it? It's not, oh, yeah, keep the windows rolled up. No, roll them down. You know, we need some fresh air. All right, and your life can either be a good fragrance. It can radiate this joy, something that's a blessing to others. And it only takes place, though, through the truth. You know, we live in a day and age of lies. Lies are going to bring you forward. People lie to their parents. People lie to their brothers and sisters. People lie to their teachers. People lie in their resumes thinking, oh, I'll get a better job. You know, but lying is never going to give that fragrance of Christ to others. It's only the truth that will do it. And that truth will come out of a life that the truth is in. But if the truth's not in you, it's not going to be radiated from you. And you know what? If we're not in the truth, if we haven't decided to obey the truth, it's not going to be there. You know how important the truth is, but what a great blessing the truth can be to those around us. And what a huge impact it could make in bringing honor and glory to God if we will just simply envelope our lives in it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we just pray that you would help us tonight, Lord, to understand the value of truth. Lord, I pray that each young person in the auditorium tonight, Lord, would grab a hold of this. Lord, do they want to honor their parents by grabbing hold of the truth? Lord, what a blessing their life could be to others around them if they would simply grab a hold of the truth and follow it. Lord, may you give them that vision for their lives tonight. Lord, may each one of us understand the spiritual impact, the spiritual blessing that we can be to those around us, to those over us in the Lord, if we will grab a hold of the truth and live it out in our lives. Lord, may we be people of truth in a day and age which is filled with lies. We pray that you just help us, Lord, to apply this now to our lives. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.